at the end of the day, that's what I would want a girl to do for me, so I'm gonna do it for her.
Some thoughts probably should not be said out loud, but I recorded mine.
Hi guys, it's Mara and welcome back to the podcast where I share my thoughts on the internet with all of you. I literally almost messed that up. Like, normally it's written in front of me and I was just like really trying to go off the brain today and I almost crashed and burned. But we're here, we're doing the dang thing. So let's just preface this episode actually. Fellas, this one just isn't for you, okay? Your time is coming. And it's not today. I'm so sorry. I do plan on making an episode that's for the boys, but I am not one. So I am like recruiting some people to host an episode for the boys that I trust. And yeah, so like your time's coming, okay? But this episode, it's for the girls. It's for my little bestie girly pop drops out there. That was so annoying. Okay, anyway, I'm done. I'm really entering my era of just like being diehard, like girls girl, like for the girls, like really just like hyping them up. Like I've just been over men, and like in no way do I really want to like attack men or make it like a versus type thing right now, but I really just want to like hype up the girls, have a fun little episode that like is just for us, you know, like a nice little special treat. Like, we deserve a little treat, you know, like a little, we've all been so good. You know, we have really just, we got out of bed this week. Yeah, maybe some of us washed our hair this week. Maybe we got our nails done, you know, or maybe we opened an email. Ladies, did we open an email this week? You did? You know what that means? We get a cute little fun, like, treat. Like, we deserve it, obviously, because we just do, okay? We just do. So this episode is like the little treat, you know? Anyway, so I have a couple little segments for this episode. I want to talk about like being a girl's girl, some examples, being some girl's girl, and then like some advice for the ladies. And then at the end, I have this fun little thing that I want to do. I got it off of TikTok. And yeah, we'll get there when we get there. So starting off, I kind of want to talk about the definition of just like being a girl's girl. Like, what does that mean? Wow, I think I'm going to get tired of the word girl. Like, you know, when you say a word so much and it just stops making sense, that's what's happening. And I'm like 2 minutes in this. Uh-oh, not good. Anyway, the definition of a girl's girl. And like, honestly, I just want to just say it's a decent human being. But I think there are decent human beings out there that aren't necessarily a girl's girl. So I just watched a bunch of videos on TikTok and tried to pull the things that made the most sense to me to make like a solid definition or at least an example of what a girl's girl is. These are the group of ladies that like they don't put each other down, especially in front of guys. Like, have you ever been around like or in a friend group or something and a guy pops up and then suddenly there's that one girl that's just like loses who she is, like acts totally different in front of guys and like almost like puts down girls. I know there was this one girl in high school I used to be friends with, and like we were fine, like we would hang out like with other girls and like just with each other, lovely, fine. But the second a male gets in the atmosphere, it's like she just starts kind of being mean and like putting down other girls to look cool in front of the guy. That's not it. This is a girl who like goes out of her way to check on other girls at a party or a bar. I know my friend group definitely does this now. We'll be out in like clubs and stuff and we'll see a girl that's obviously like obliterated, right? And she's with a guy and like the guy might be like making a move and stuff, but like we see that she's obliterated, so we're gonna pull her aside for a second and be like, you are together, right? Like, you're good. Like, are you okay? Are you comfortable? Like, is there consent? I feel like that honestly is like the nicest like human nature thing to do, but also like just be there for a fellow lady. And wow, sorry for the interruption. I just got Subway hand delivered to me. And it smells so good. But I have to wait because I already started recording. And if I stop now, gonna get distracted, then I'm gonna be on TikTok, and then it's gonna be 3 hours later. And all right, anyway, like I was saying, if you've ever been drunk in a girl's bathroom and you are getting hyped up left and right and you feel safe in there, you feel like those are like your best friends, you can tell those girls everything, and maybe it's the liquid courage in you that's like making you feel that way, but still, it's like a comfy, safe environment. You're in like girls girl territory. Like, that's our country. We just took over. And it's lovely. Isn't it so refreshing? I so badly want to experience an all-girls gym. I've seen them. They do exist. And I just feel like that has to be, like, the most accepting, nice, comfy, safe. There's so many words that I could use to describe it. And they're all positive. Okay, back on track real quick. I think a girl's girl definitely, like, shuts down gossiping. Just, like, isn't a nasty person. I think that we all do have our moments of gossiping. Like, sometimes it's healthy to, like, get it out and vent. But it's not, like, attacking that other person, you know? Like, sitting in a group with people and just, like, being nasty. Like, nasty human beings. It's just not cute, honestly. Just as, like, a person. I've been in a friend group before that would sit and just, like, the way that they would talk about other girls was just so vicious. For no reason, honestly. And I'm so glad that I'm no longer in a friend group like that, because it, not only is it just like not a nice thing to do, but it does like affect your own mental health too. And then you start thinking in like not nice ways towards other people and yourself. And it's just grody. It's grody. We don't want any of that. Mm-mm. So I think to sum it all up, like, it's just a nice community of girls that just look out for each other. And it feels very wholesome. And now that I'm like fully like into it, I think I've grown enough as a person to realize like this is the group of like girls that I want to surround myself with. It's so nice. It's like these are the girls I want to be friends with. These are the people that I know have my back when I'm not even in the room, you know? And I just, it's refreshing. And I think we all deserve to have like a girl's girl in our life and to be one. Let's be one and let's know some. And let's just keep each other safe. Look out for each other. Because the world's really scary right now, honestly. And I think it's really important that we all stick together out here. One thing about me is I'm going to tell. Okay? Like, I'm going to tell. I'm going to look out for my, like, fellow sister out there. And if her man is up to absolutely no good, I'm telling. I'm absolutely telling. And I'm not going to regret telling. I used to be, like, nervous to tell. I used to be nervous to be a tattletale, really, because I was afraid I was going to, like, upset people and cause a fight, and then I was going to be involved in the drama, and I didn't want to be involved in the drama. I just wanted to, like, give a heads up, you know? And now that I think of it, like, that's what I would want a girl to do for me, so I'm going to do it for the other girls. Like, I'm just going to put the good energy and good intentions out into the atmosphere in hopes that if I'm ever in that position, it will be kindly returned to me. So if you're afraid to be a little tattletale, let me just reassure you, okay? It can, like, literally go two ways. So the first way, we're gonna start off with the bad. Like, let's just dive headfirst into worst case scenario. It's like, they won't believe you, shoot the messenger kind of vibes. And I have an example. Don't worry, I've been there, girl. I've been there. So let me tell you about it. I was at Chipotle, of course. Why would good things happen to me at a Chipotle? Anyway, so I go in and I pick up my mobile order because I am shy and I don't want to talk to anyone. So I got my little mobile order off my rack and I go back to my car. And I was like, oh, what's this? A note for me on my windshield, under my windshield wiper? It had to have been the guy that I smiled at when I got out of my car, and he was like coming like to his car that was parked next to my car, and I just like a little nice smile, you know? And now there's a note. Or it's a trap, which unfortunately, yeah, you know, the world sucks, but that's a whole different episode. Anyway, so I grab this little piece of paper and I'm like, oh, no way. It says IG at, and then this guy's name. I literally think it was like Gilbert. That should have been the first red flag. Gilbert. Isn't that the goldfish on the goldfish cracker bag? I think so. Idiot. Anyway, so I get it and I am sitting in my car and I'm like, wow, like, this is nice. Because at the time, I think I was like right out of high school. Like, going into college. And I was on the prowl, you know? Like, I was on the hunt. And this was nice. This was a nice little like refreshing, like, oh, maybe I still got it. You know, I broke up with my little high school boyfriend going into college. I'm hype. And I look up his Instagram. And sure enough, there's this girly in the comments. Because I am going to do a thorough background check of the social media before I even follow. Before you get to know that you do have my attention, I'm going to know your aunt's name off of Facebook, all right? So I'm going through and I see this girl like pop up in the comments. I'm like, let's go check her out. Like, I have to. Got to like cover the bases. And sure enough, there it is. In her bio, this man was at, like the little at symbol. I don't, tagged? Is that added? I don't know. He was there with a heart. And would you look at that? In the picture that she posted literally 8 hours ago, that day, he is in the comment saying, my girl, with the fire emoji and the little heart. Is, oh, okay, your girl? Then why is your Instagram handle on my car windshield right now? So guess what I did? I told. And I was nervous. I was young at the time. I was just getting into college, which I feel like is like a good like learning experience. I was learning like, hey, I should look out for a sister. So I sent the picture to her and I was like, I am so sorry. Which I'm so happy that I said that. But also at the same time, I'm like, that's a little dramatic just for the Instagram handle, you know, but like, I want to let her know. But like, I'm so sorry that he did. I don't know. I started off by saying I'm so sorry, which I guess is nicer than the hey girly. Like that, ugh, if I see hey girly in my DM, I am losing 10 pounds. Like I'm sweating. I don't like it. And then I open it up and it's like one of those robot brand collabs. Hey girly, we love your content. Hit us up. We'd love to collab. I hate those. Anyway, so I send the hey girly text, but it's like the I'm sorry, like, he left the IG on my car and I just thought you should know. Something short, sweet, simple, straight to the point like that. Like, just letting you know. And she responded back with, what? Question mark? I had to give her a rundown of the whole situation, I felt like. So I was like, yeah, I was in the Chipotle parking lot and I smiled at him. And like, I went in, I didn't think anything of it. And then I came back out and his Instagram is on my windshield. So, I just thought I'd let you know. Like, I didn't message him. I haven't said anything to him. He doesn't even, like, know my name. But I think he was trying to holla at a girl, you know? He was trying to holla. And I was like, no, thank you. No. So, after that, she just said, oh. So, I just left it. Like, I got the message through. I said what I needed to say. It's done. It's over with. A couple days later, she messages me again and starts to be really mean about it. Like, I asked him about it and he's denying. He said he was like, didn't even see you. Like, I don't know where you got that from. Like, going on and on. And she was angry and I just didn't say anything. You know what? At that point, God bless you. Believe what you want. I hope everything truly does work out for the best for you. Like, I'm rooting for you. I hope that maybe it was some weird accident. Like, he was running a fitness page. Maybe he thought I needed to get in the gym. Like, he saw me at Chipotle and was like, this girl needs to go run after that. You know, like, maybe he was just trying to get a fitness client or something. I don't know. But it just seemed a little fishy to me. And I'm glad that I let her know. I did creep on her, like, months after that. And I remember seeing them still together. So, I don't know. That was years ago. Did kind of blow up in my face in the moment. She was really mean to me. I cried a little, but like, it's fine. Everything's fine. I'm still, at the end of the day, I'm glad that I told her. And yeah, and worst things come to worst, girls. If you are letting a girl know and she starts to like attack you, just block it. Just block. Like, you did what you needed to do. You relayed the message, you informed her. And even if she doesn't believe you, at least she knows. Like, in the future, maybe she'll have a little more suspicion and be like, oh, hey, remember when this happened and now this is happening? So, like, maybe, yeah, you know, maybe you just helped her. I just don't think it's a bad thing. I think you should just say it, you know? Just let a girl know. So, that's, like, worst case scenario, okay? I can't think of it, like, getting more worse, worser, worse, yeah, okay? So, best case scenario now. If you're afraid and you're like, oh no, like you had this bad experience, this girl was mean to you and she didn't believe you and she probably thought you were like nuts and like trying to hurt her relationship. Listen, this second one that I'm going to share with you, it happens more often. And it's really nice. And this is how you find like true girls, actually, because they're on the same page with you. And here's what happens is they're just going to be your new bestie. And it is lovely. I've met so many girls from just dating and talking to really awful, crappy men. And maybe we're just trauma bonding. We definitely are trauma bonding. It was very traumatic for some of them. But it's nice. Like, it's nice to have a girl that's just on the same page. And then you guys can, like, vent about, like, your experience with the guy. Like, did he do this for you? Like, did you have to put his socks on? And then she's like, yeah, I literally did. Like, what? We both look like clown emojis. There's some stuff that happened recently to me that I feel like is literally way too recent to share on this podcast. And I'm going to respect the people involved and just like, I'm not going to air that out. Maybe like a year from now, we can all laugh about it and I'll make an episode about it. But it's a little too recent. But this has happened to me lots of times. So I do have a story to share with you guys. And I was actually on the receiving end this time. I received the dreaded hey girly text, and I ended up talking to this girl and she was like, yeah, like, I'm sorry, but like this guy that you're talking to right now, I know you guys went on a couple dates, but like I'm fully his like whole girlfriend, like for years, like sending me messages, pictures, proof. And like I believed her. I didn't ask for the proof, you know, like I believed her. And what a slap in the face that was. But I was so sad, like getting over him and being like, man, like I was just talking to this guy in college and I was getting really excited and I thought it was going well, and then like that sucks and now I feel like crap because I hurt like their relationship. But like honestly, that wasn't my fault. Like I did not know, and if I would have known, I would not have pursued that guy anymore. But I also at the same time could like help her like get through it. And I was like, girl, I'm sorry, like he's trash, he's the whole dumpster, throw the whole man away. And now we're like really good friends, we talk all the time. She's like happily engaged right now and I'm like so happy for her that she moved on from a crappy man, and I'm glad that I dodged the bullet and I'm glad that she saved me from that, and now we're like good besties. So that normally is what happens. Like there's a lot of girls that I met, again, just from sharing the same like bad experience with a guy. Here's just like some random advice that I learned through the years that I feel like my fellow ladies could benefit from. So I've honestly never regretted being a girl's girl and supporting women empowerment and like hyping up like all of my fellow ladies out there. Like I'm all for it. But you know what I've regretted? Men. Boys, giving them attention, giving them my peace of mind, giving them time out of my day. But I've never regretted doing that for a girly pop. Mm-mm. Here's one that you guys should look out for when you're dating, definitely. If a guy is calling his ex or you crazy, you're not crazy. They're probably not crazy either. This is the question you have to ask. Are you / they crazy? Or are you / they reacting to their disrespect? Because most of the time, when a girl is viewed as crazy by a guy or something, she's literally reacting to what he did. And normally too, like I know for me and like a bunch of other girls too, they let it build up until they can't take it any longer. It is not crazy, ladies, to stand up for yourself. It is not crazy to open your mouth and to react to disrespect. It's not crazy to set boundaries. It's not crazy to speak up. It's not. It's actually like human decency to look out for yourself, to look out for others. And if you don't feel comfy, if you don't feel respected, leave. Like, it's fine. Open your mouth, speak up, communicate. Communicating is not crazy. Giving another girl a heads up about something that like you are uncomfortable with and you're just like literally going at things with good intentions, that's not crazy. This one, I think I honestly may have mentioned this in a past episode, the 23 things I learned by 23. Clap for everyone. And definitely, like, when we're talking about in a girl's, like, community, like, society is, like, women, clap for your fellow girl bosses. I can't, like, take the word girl boss seriously. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to, like, give some real, like, powerful speech and, like, motivating, like, things right now, and I'm giggling because girl boss is so funny to me. Like, gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss, you know, like, it makes me giggle. But clap for other girls, you know, like, when it's your time, you're gonna want people to clap for you. So clap for others in the meantime, like, hype them up on their accomplishments, and then it will be your time eventually, and you'll get the same respect back when you give that out. Hype them up. And I guess this goes with my next little topic too, is don't compare yourself to other girls either. Like, if they look a certain way, if they're dressing a certain way, and you're just, like, jealous of it, don't be jealous in an evil way. Like, turn the jealousy into, like, gas, man. Like, hype them up. So to end this little advice segment and to start my last segment that I'm really excited for, honestly, it's gonna be fun. I DM'd my internet bestie, in my eyes, the ultimate girl's girl. She owns the cutest brand called OK Designs that has cute little illustrations and quotes that honestly go perfectly with the theme of this episode. I cannot think of a more perfect person to come and just share some advice with us and start off the next segment. So here is Miss Kelsey herself. I am literally so excited that she even, like, agreed and answered my DM. Like, I am honored.
Hey, Miss Bestie Girl. It's me, Kelsey. I hope this isn't too cringe, but my in general advice, things that I live by, because I can be a really anxious girl about pretty much everything, is number one, it's only embarrassing if you're embarrassed. And number two, will it matter a year from now? Because the problems that I had a year ago aren't even relevant to my life. I have no idea, like, what I was worried about last year, unless I look at, like, my Snapchat memories and I'm like, oh, right, so I was crying about a boy that I don't even care about right now. And then stuff that's for the girls only are flip-flops, because flip-flops on a man, unless they don't have, like, furry toes, it's a no. It's absolutely so unsettling. It's just, ugh. And especially, like, the flip-flop part being in between the toe, I can't do it. Men just don't take care of their feet, so flip-flops are no. But slides are fine, but flip-flops are just no.
Okay, so thank you again for agreeing to send me a little clip for this, Kelsey. I literally, like, idolize you. I think you're amazing. I love your brand, and I love that we could do, like, a little collab like this. I'm so excited. Thank you. Okay, so if you couldn't tell what this last segment is, there is this trend on TikTok that girls go back and forth and they just say this list of things that are for the girls only. Just boys just aren't allowed. It's just for the girls. And I thought it was perfect for this episode, and let's just jump right into it. So going with what Kelsey says, I think strappy sandals with Velcro. Definitely the Velcro. Like, imagine a boy just, like, taking his, like, Velcro strap off of his sandal. The ick. Bath bombs. Why do you need, like, cute pink sparkly purple amazing looking water? It's for the girls. And going along with bath bombs, loofahs, a washcloth will suffice. Okay, foaming hand soap. When you go in Bath and Body Works, they have some that aren't foaming. You are more than welcome to those, but the foaming ones, that's for us. Fuzzy socks. I'm just imagine, like, a man in his fuzzy socks that is, like, sweating. Like, his sweaty, hairy feet in the fuzzy sock. Wine glass charms. Like, those little things that go either on the side of the wine glass or on the bottom of it. I've seen people, like, put a charm on the bottom of their glass. Those are for girls only. You cannot have those. Boba tea. I posted this one on my Instagram story, and I started an outrage that I didn't know was possible. But, like, the little bubbles and, like, the cute little cups and, like, the straw that, like, pokes through the top of the cute little picture. Normally it's, like, some type of anime looking like cat, or like it's just like super cute and like girly, and like the little bubbles in it is so fun and like feminine, and like that's for us. I had this one sent in from one of my salon girlies. Going to like hair and nail appointments, like yes, go get your hair cut. But when you're a girly and you're going to get your nails done and you're going to get your hair like dyed and cut, like a bleach and tone, if you will. I'm hooked, okay, I love it. A bleach and tone. You're getting your hair, you're getting your nails done, you're getting a mani-pedi, you are getting facials, you're getting like waxed. That's for like the girls only. That's like a girl's day. There should not be a man in that aura. This one was actually sent in to me by a man and it made me giggle. But tutorials on TikTok, specifically makeup tutorials, which like I get that, like those are for the girls. And I wanted to add on by saying shopping haul videos. What are you watching? This one was also sent in by a man, and I just think it's so funny that they were agreeing to participate in my list. These are definitely the men that I'm going to pull to do my For the Guys episode, because it's just perfect. A social media hype society. So you know when a girl posts a bomb picture, like it's bomb, jaw on the ground, and there's like this little society of girlies in the comments, and they're just like hyping her up, like doing all the emojis, like marry me, like I love this, like slay, purr, killing it. That is for the girls. An Instagram comment section hype society, girls only. I saw this one on TikTok and it made me laugh. Umbrellas. You have a hood? That was the reasoning they gave, and I agree. Like, you have a hood. The umbrellas, definitely when the umbrella has a pattern on it. And this goes with my next bullet point perfectly, is pattern rain boots. You know, like the boots that have like little polka dots on it, or like plaid rain boots. No, you can have like those plain black ones, or the yellow ones even. I'll let you have a yellow, but like fun little like pattern rain protection. Getting a flat tire, it's embarrassing. And it's for the girls. It's still embarrassing for us, though, too. Like, trust me. But, like, listen, I was with a guy once, and we were driving, and he got a flat tire, and it gave me the ick. I was like, sorry, I gotta go. Like, this, it just hit me the wrong way. And it was very early in the talking stage, too, and it just, I knew right then the flat tire told me, turn around and never look back. Only he couldn't turn around because the tire was flat. So I like had to do it by myself. And I think that it's really deep. And like, yeah, you know, like there's a message in there. Cotton candy flavored things. Those are honestly like my favorite flavored things too. So it makes sense that I want it for my, that just might be a me thing. I'll share with the girlies though, because like I'm a girl's girl. Like I'll let you experience it. But I won't let a boy experience that cotton candy flavored thing. It's for me. Ordering an ice cream cone. Unless you're on a date with a girl, and then it's kind of cute. But like then it's like the girl has to give you explicit permission. Like, yes, you may have an ice cream cone. And then last but certainly not least, my aura and my peace. I will gladly share all of that with the girls, but it is going to take a special man. Please don't interrupt my schedule, my routine, my inner peace, please. I worked long and hard in establishing this, and I will gladly let all the girlies come in. Like, come be at peace with me, have a nice little schedule with me. Like, let's thrive together. But I just having a problem sharing that with a man. You know what I mean? Well, ladies, I hope you enjoyed this little treat that was just for us. And honestly, I'm really happy that I could just make like a nice little girly episode. I just needed to talk to my girl gang for a little today, and I feel good. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you haven't, please give this podcast a rate on your streaming platform and follow the Instagram page @_thoughtspodcast. And be sure to tune in to my next episode for some more thoughts.